Clock on the Wall says it's Flora O'Clock time. Hi, Flora Lichtman is here.
Hi, Ira.
Our video pick of the week.
That's Flora. Right. Speaking of consumers and energy and sustainability on the personal level, that's sort of the perfect segue, actually, to our video pick, which is about a couple in Snohomish, Washington, so outside of Seattle, who have built their own home. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's really small.
Really small?
Really, really small.
How small is it?
It is 140 square feet, so it's about 20 feet long and about 7 feet wide, and everything's in it. So you have a sleeping loft, so it's about 1.5 stories. The kitchen is underneath that, along with the bathroom. The rest of it is the living room. The workspace folds out. Tables sort of go down to the wall and then can be brought up. And there you have it. It all fits, but there's not a lot of open space, as you might imagine.
Yeah. So if you want to, and a couple of people live in the house, right?
Right. Chris and Melissa Tack are the people who built and designed the place themselves. They're 29 years old, and they said that one of the things that they liked about this, which I think is actually emblematic of this generation, is that they didn't want to have to put down roots in one place. So here's the solution. You build your house on a trailer bed. And then you can take it with you.
You got the hitch right there.
That's right.
But there's a sort of stationary at the moment, right?
Right. So they've got it parked. They're renting land, and they have it parked there. And I think they've been there for a while now. And, you know, they rented the land while they built the house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are a few sort of interesting, neat little considerations. One thing that they did that I thought was kind of cool was, for insulation, they used a sort of natural wool insulation. I had never seen that before. But anyway, you can get all of the nuts and bolts of living and building one of these tiny houses on our website at sciencefriday.com.
It's our video pick of the week. It's up there at sciencefriday.com, also on our YouTube channel that we have on YouTube. And, in the video, you see him. I think it was him. He was demonstrating where the wool is coming out of the wall.
Because
he said, you know, why put all this fiberglass in there? I don't want to sit here breathing it in. It's a small house.
Right.
That sort of stuff.
Right. So the cost of this house. So one thing is that a cost of a tiny house is going to be higher per square foot because you're sort of packing in a lot into a small space. So there are a lot of windows. One of the things that was really nice about being inside the space is that it was much brighter than almost any space I've been in, because the number of windows per area was huge.
Right. So you don't feel like you're closed in also, right?
No, you don't.
A little spot.
No, you don't feel like you're closed in. And in fact, this was one of the things that we had asked about. You know, what do you do when
you want to get away from someone, right?
When you want to get away from someone. And I think we actually have a little clip of Melissa describing what you do.
You actually open the front door and you walk out.
Pretty
simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Go outside, get some fresh air.
Yeah.
So they intend to stay with this and not move it around and just keep it where it is.
Well, for now.
For now.
For now. And they also have a cat, by the way. So it's three living beings in this place. And
right.
This was, I thought, actually kind of funny, because if you're living in an 140-foot square foot place,
right,
the litter box is actually huge in comparison to your
right.
home.
It's a large part
the ratio of litter box to home is much larger.
Yeah.
And so they had this ingenious solution that they designed themselves, which was to sort of quadrant it off under a closet where you can only enter through the bathroom. Anyway, it was a great idea that they came up with because they had to. But, you know, every house should be built in with a litter box home.
Of course.
You know, it's a great idea.
Even if you don't have a cat.
Absolutely.
Should, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's our video pick of the week. Do we have a name? Tiny House? Do we have a name for it?
Living Tiny?
Living Tiny. In our theme of tiny little things, from little bugs, microscopic spots.
I had to expand to this other tiny thing.
Giant. 140 square feet, that's giant for us in our tiny world.
And, you know, I think there are a lot of people who have done this. So if Science Friday listeners have their own stories about building their own, go to our website and leave us a comment about it, or send us a link to your home. I'd love to see it.
You did the other, the small boxy home, right? It was
the shipping containers.
How big is that in comparison?
I think it was like six times the size.
So this is because 1/6 the size of the shipping container.
About.
Wow. All right. It's up there. A video pick and leap. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Up on our website at sciencefriday.com. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora Lichtman, our correspondent, managing editor for video. Associate senior producer, Christopher Taliata. Alexa Lim is our associate producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. Eli Chen is our assistant producer, who unfortunately is going to be leaving our Sci-Fi family. She has been such a reliable go-to colleague. We're going to miss her professionalism and her good humor. She's a joy to have around. We wish her the best of luck. Neil Rouse is our technical director, spinning the dials here in New York. And if you missed any part of our program or your local station doesn't carry Science Friday, you can still listen to us. You can subscribe to our podcast, audio and video on iTunes and Android. We're here. We're going to be here for the foreseeable future. Point your tablet or your smartphone to our website at sciencefriday.com. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flato in New York.